Now, this is me, though. Mm-hmm. All right, now you're the oldest in the mm-hmm. family.
Is that Matt?
There you are.
Right yes. there.
All right. Now, when was this? 1960?
Oh, it was about 19... it was in the late 20s. About 3 years before I got married.
You left the ranch and got married in
32.
And now, tell me who these other people are. You're the oldest. Who is the next oldest?
Matt.
Matt did die.
Yeah, he died. And then this is John.
That's Matt. He's so handsome. And this is John.
Yeah.
One.
And this is Casey. This is Joe.
Now, who comes after John?
Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And then Casey.
And then Casey.
And then Lena.
That's spelled C-A-S-E-Y.
Cassiano.
Cassiano.
Mm-hmm, our father's name. Cassiano.
Yes.
Well, they're for easy, they call it Casey.
C-A-S-I. And then that is
Lena.
Lino.
And Salvador was mad in the car. He didn't want to go out, get out, so we didn't take him in. Well, mother was there, so we couldn't do nothing with him.
And this is your mother just kept.
Mm-hmm. We couldn't do anything with him. If mother wasn't there, we'd just get him.
Salvador was the one who was born after.
After my father died, 3 months later.
How did your father die?
Well, he had TV. He got into drinking a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You see, in the first war, after the war, there was some kind of disease that went all over the world. And all his family died.
What kind of a disease was that?
I've heard about it is the flu. The flu.
Yeah.
There's some kind of thing that the whole pet people died. In the house, the whole thing. It's all over the world.
An epidemic.
Yes. They said because they didn't bury the death. And,
This was after World War I?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And his people, my father's all his mother and father and brothers and sisters that were in Colorado, and they got it, and they all died. And from then on, my father started drinking and drinking and drinking. I don't know how your grandfather sent him.
When was this patriot?
About 1921. That's when he was real. But then he still stopped for a little while. Nandina was born 1921, and Shaw was 1924, so 1923 was when he died.
Died in 1923.
And I remember there was a little house, and kept him in that room, because Mrs. Dixby didn't want anybody to go, all the children to go close to him, because, you know, it's contagious. So she put him in a little room there. And
in your house at the Alameda?
Yes. Outside of the house, we had a house there, and we all stayed in there. And at the little room there, she kept him in there.
How many rooms were in your house?
Three. We just piled, but this one was two rooms, and then she took one. She said, just put him in there and keep him in there. And don't let the little ones come in because they'll be sick too. So he stayed in there for 3 months. Until he died in that little room.
Who took care of him?
My mother.
And he had tuberculosis?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what he had. He got it from drinking so much. He didn't sleep, he was always drinking, and we all were afraid of him.
He got violent?
Oh, yes, really.
And he would beat you?
Yes, if he could catch us, but we didn't. Mm-hmm. You see, outside, Mr. Bixby had a whole bunch of old car wagons. And we used to run into the wagons and fight there.
Mm.
But then,
what was he drinking? Beer?
No. At that time, you couldn't. There was no liquor stores.
Okay.
No. So they all make their own thing. Somebody from here, from Los Alamitos, he used to come here. That was when the factory was going on. And there were a lot of people, a lot of drinking here in this place. A lot of killings and everything. And then now. He would come and buy things here. It was some kind of, just like alcohol, alcohol. And he got real sick. He didn't last very long. So he died. But about 12 o'clock at night or something like that, Mrs. Dixie would come around and look at
At 12 o'clock at night?
At night. She couldn't sleep, so she had to go, she had to walk out all over because she couldn't sleep.
This was just before your father died?
Mm-hmm. And she would come to the house. That's why
she'd walk all mm-hmm. over the ranch at night?
At night. She was always walking because she couldn't sleep.
Mm.
And it was there, nobody would bother her or anything at night.
So she walked down Palos Verdes Road?
Yes, down to that little house. It's just coming down the hill.
Mm-hmm.
There were two, three little houses. She would come and walk. And mother would be up.
Mm-hmm.
And the fun is that mother couldn't speak not a word of English. But that's why we all thought, we all felt that Mrs. Dixie was like our mother. Because we all, every time we need something, every time we are in trouble, we run to her. She was a very nice woman.
How often would she come down at night?
One, two, three times in a week,
mm-hmm.
something like that, because in the daytime she always had business, she had meetings, and, you know, she was helping schools and helping people.
And she would she look in on your father then in his little room?
Mm-hmm. She would come in and look at him. She wasn't afraid to come mm-hmm. in. She didn't want anybody to come in because she didn't. My mother was there. Mother didn't get sick.
What did you eat during this time? What did you do for food?
She put mother in the welfare.
Mm-hmm.
We used to get welfare to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And then
you didn't know there was welfare at that time.
I think it was because uh-huh. the a nurse used to come to the house.
Yeah.
I think it was. So being with Mrs. Dixie. There was help always.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can remember one time that they were supposed to take Morris boys to the clinic. And Sal was a little Salvador, we call it Sal.
Yeah.
He was a baby. You know what? Mr. Dixie carried him to the clinic.
Mm.
I had Lino, because he was a baby. So I was carrying Lino. And he took care of Sal, and he took him. Like this, a man with all that money and all his business, to take him in their car with a chauffeur.
Oh.
And don't you think that was just
yes.
lovely of those
oh,
people?
Yes.
I think they're both in heaven
yes,
because
yes.
they did so much for old people and poor people. And then when there were a lot of men that would go to prison for something or other, Mr. Dixie was there to take them off. And then he put him a whole year in his ranch to work for him.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody wanted to be there mm-hmm. in the place because he was so good
mm-hmm.
to help everybody. But the only thing he didn't want to help was people that will steal something.
Steal
something.
Yes. Thieves, he didn't like.
No. He said, if you kill somebody, he used to talk to me, if you kill somebody, you do it because they did something to you, or something like this. But the people that go and take somebody else's things, I know I'll never help them.
Mm-hmm.
He never did.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lady that used to come to the, other man killed somebody, and they say that her husband did it. And she always used to cry and say that, he was an innocent, but they took him to. They were going to put him.
Oh, Donaciano Bonifacio Lopez.
No, this was somebody that was, but even living here.
A man was accused wrongly of killing,
mm-hmm.
and his wife was upset.
Yeah, they were living in Culver City or something, but they knew that Mr. Dixie would help them,
mm-hmm.
so they came, and she didn't speak English, but. Mr. Dixie, when she was coming, she knew, she could tell people was good or bad. And he knew that the lady was good. She used to take him, not in the office, she took her to the living room in your grandmother's house. And then he asked me to come and
Mr. Dixie took her into the living room?
Yes, mm-hmm. not in the office like he always had business
yes.
in. No, because he knew that this lady was a good lady and mm-hmm. he didn't want to. To their old the man
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
She was always crying. She said that she knew that he was innocent, and mm-hmm. he was.
And my grandfather got him out.
Mm-hmm. And she used to say, "Well, I don't want him to die in the electric chair. Mm. She said, just leave him in prison if they have to, but not to kill him. She used to be, got him out.
And he came and worked on the
No, he fell into Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
But then the lady, before he came out, the lady died of a heart attack. She didn't know that,
mm-hmm.
that he was, but they sent him to Mexico.
Mm.
Those people that I didn't know, but he could tell good people from bad people.
Yeah.
The way he was.
That story about taking Sal when he was sick. What was Sal sick with?
No, because they thought that we all had TB because of my father.
Oh.
So everybody had to go to the clinic to have tests.
Did you all have it?
No, I didn't. I didn't have mm-hmm. to go or sell. But mm-hmm. the others, they thought that they had. Mm-hmm. So they sent them to Oliveville.
Yes.
Sanitary.
Mm-hmm.
But Mrs. Dixie, the nurse said that I had it. Then Mrs. Dixie took me to a doctor in Hollywood or someplace. It was a big office.
Mm-hmm.
And he took x-rays and everything. And said, no, I didn't have it. So I didn't have mm-hmm. to go.
But who in your family, who of your brothers got it?
Oh, it says Natividad, and Juan, and Jose, and Lina. They all went to the sanitarium. But then...
Because they all had TB?
That's what the clinic said. But I don't think they had any because, like they said, I had. And then Mrs. Dixie mm-hmm. took me to this place in L.A. And I think it was Hollywood or something. I remember I was a great big office mm-hmm. and that place.
How old were you, Petra, when all of this...
I was only 16 when I started working at the house.
Oh, you started working there at 16. What kind of work did you do?
At first, I used to help Mrs. Shinko in the kitchen, washing pans and pots and washing the men's dishes.
How many days a week would you work?
I work every day mm-hmm. from 11:30 to 2:30 to 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
I used to help her with the kitchen.
And do you remember what you got paid for that?
I don't remember the first. But after when I went in the house as second maid, then she was paying me for $50 a week, a
mm-hmm.
month.
Mm-hmm.
And I had all my uniforms clean.
Mm-hmm.
So that tried money. That money was like $500
yes.
a month.
Yes.
But for not now, right now.
Yeah. $50 a month when you were 16, that would be in 19. I can't do the... Yes, that would be.
In the 19th.
Yeah.
In 19, I think it was 1920, 1926, mm-hmm. something like that.
Mm-hmm.
After Sal was born, he was born in 24.
Yeah.
But when he took him to the clinic, I wasn't working then. I was still going to school.
Now, where did you go to school?
There was a mile down, a little school. Bixby School?
Yes.
A little Bixby School where there was about 8 grades, 2 or 3 in each grade, and there was only one teacher,
mm-hmm.
only one room.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you like that? Did you like that school?
Yes, I did like it at first, but then Mother got sick. She was sick pretty often, and I had to stay home.
What was she sick with?
Well, she died. She never knew what was the matter with her, because she didn't feel right. Sometimes she couldn't get up or something, and I had 2-3 days without going to school, so I missed every. And all the girls was going up, and so I didn't. And then I didn't want to go because I was way back.
So when did you stop? What grade did you stop?
Fifth.
Uh-huh.
And then I didn't go anymore.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. But my English is not good.
Oh,
you have to.
It's so good to see you. So
I remember you coming in here. You had a white dress coming with Mrs. Dixie because she kept on coming to see me.
Yeah.
And she thought she and I had one. I don't know who was. I had a baby then in the crib and you played with him like that.
Tell me, when you were a little girl, Petra, going way back, you say you were born in Michoacan
mm-hmm.
in April 28, 1909.
Yeah.
And then, when you were 1 year old?
My father came here. No, in Colorado, that's where they always were. And then,
now, how did that happen? How did your father happen to leave Mexico and go to Colorado?
They all did.
His family was there?
Yeah, no, they were there, but his brother and they knew how to work fields and the leaves and things like that. And so they had plant corn there in Mexico. That's what mother used to tell me. And a frost came and everything was black. So they had to come and look for work here.
This was in around 1908 or 9?
1909, I think it was 1910. He stayed here a year by himself with his brother. And then after that, 6 months later, the year, then he called mother to come. He asked her to come.
He stayed in Colorado 1 year.
Mm-hmm. And then he asked mother to come down to Colorado too.
Okay, and now she already had you.
Mm-hmm. Just me.
Just you.
Mm-hmm. And then
so she brought you to Colorado,
mm-hmm,
to stay with him.
The way they used to people come, they used to take them in big bunches of ladies and one and a man and another, and they took all the clothes and then they like a hot shower to clean them. And my father didn't want that. So he was there and he saw...
The immigration people, you mean at the border?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, they used to take all their clothes and put it in fumigation.
And fumigate them.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yes, and the people would be naked.
Naked.
And
all together.
Mm-hmm. The ladies in one room and the man in another room. So he didn't want that happen to mother. So he was there walking and he saw some gypsies. So he pushed us into the gypsies, and we came. So that's why
a gypsy band.
Uh-huh. And he put us there with them, and they took a.
Why didn't they fumigate the gypsies?
Because they were coming in and going back and forth, I guess.
Mm.
So we went with them, and they went across the border, and then he was there, and we went to Colorado. So we didn't. We weren't wet back then.
You were gypsies.
Yeah, he used to call us gypsies. Come on, gypsies. But he didn't. So we just came out.
And how many years did you stay in Colorado?
Four.
4 years.
4 years. And then my uncle, his brother, came to, I don't know how he got with Mr. Bixby to the Cocoa Ranch. And then he...
Then from there, your father went to the Cocoa.
The Cocoa, 1913. Annette was born, but before that, Natividad was born in Colorado.
Born in Colorado. Yes. Was he born at home or in a hospital? Or don't you remember?
I don't remember that.
Okay, so then your mother took you and Natividad
to the Cocoa.
With your dad to the Cocoa.
Mm-hmm. And we stayed there about two or three years.
In 1913.
No, I think it was later than, I think, maybe in 1914, because
mm-hmm.
because then we stayed there a whole year, but then your mother didn't like it, because she said it was so far from a doctor, and so for us to be there, just we're the two young ones.
Yeah.
So she wanted your grandfather to bring us.
So she stepped in and said it's not good for the children.
Yes, to be in that place there. You see, there wasn't a doctor around or anything.
There was Natividad was a baby, and you were about five.
Five. So then we came.
Do you remember anything about living at the Cocoa?
Yes, I do.
What?
It was it was a little hill, and it was always beautiful. Puppies, California puppies, and different colors of flowers and green. We used to go down. There was a big, creek, or how do you call it? Big thing.
Creek, I guess.
It was real. And we used to go up and play, and there was a lot of rattlesnakes, I remember. One day there was the
boy. You and your mother, would this be, or would you be with?
My father and my mother,
uh-huh,
and everybody. And there was the foreman. The name was Tafoya.
Tafoya, Fred Tafoya.
Yeah. And then he had two boys. And their mother was talking with my mother in the place. And we saw this little animal, Nat and I, and we were poking with the stick. And the little boys were bigger, so they ran and told their mother they were playing with a rattlesnake. So they came yelling at us and said, the thing didn't move. So there's the tongue going like this. To think, he wasn't afraid because we didn't know it was any better. Nothing happened, but the lady was yelling and she was screaming. She said, "Those are dangerous." It didn't happen anything.
Do you remember anything about where you lived at the Coho?
It was a little house, I remember. There were a lot of owls.
Owls.
At night you can hear them, "Oh, go, go," we were afraid of them.
You were scared.
Yes, and they said that a lady died there, and they buried her on top of that little hill. So, well, she didn't know. And then we used to go. And I always remember that little hill. And then we came, I don't remember. Then another of my brothers was born in Santa Barbara.
In where?
Santa Barbara.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. Then we stayed there a month, I remember. When we came back, that's when when Mrs. Dixie didn't want us to be there at the ranch.
So your mother went to the hospital for her third. That would be Juan.
No,
John.
No, it was Lupe.
Oh, Lupe. Yeah.
But he died a year old.
Yeah. But then your mother went to Santa Barbara to have him in a hospital.
In the hospital was I remember it was an old lady. The doctor was an old lady.
Mm.
And then I don't remember nothing. That when I really got to the ranch, I don't know why, but I forgot all about that.
Well, what kind of work, before we leave the Coho, what kind of work did your dad do on the Coho?
I think he worked with the horses. He always was working with horses, plowing, things like that.
Teamsters.
Yeah, that's what he always used to do.
Yeah.
He got with the wild horses.
Yeah. He would break the horses?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I always remember that little hill. And I wanted to go so bad. And I did. Just before Joe, my brother Joe, died, he took us. And it was a tank, and the whole thing was black. The trees that we used to play around, there was about that big thing. So
it was disappointing to go back.
Because I wanted to see that little hill. Full of flowers, green, and my mother was pretty then, and I remember she had long hair, way up.
She'd wear it long, your mother would?
And she would sing, and on Sunday, and she used to make a little lunch, and my father and his father were there, and his brother, and they'd go up there and eat. And I always remember that. I can see it. I can close my eyes and I can see that little hill.
Oh, I can too. Your pretty mother with her long hair and she'd sing.
Yeah, I remember she had a pink dress on.
Pink dress. She'd sing.
And she was but those days, they're gone.
Yeah. So then you don't remember how your dad got to Los Alamitos.
No, I don't remember. I think until December. Before John, I can remember before John was born, there was a river going this way, about half a mile from the ranch, and the little houses, and then they have a big barn in the back with pigs.
Is this all Alameda's you're talking
about? It was there, the big pig.
Yeah.
We call it the big pig ranch.
Yeah.
And it was there, and then it used to rain a lot, so they pull the houses up close to the hill.
What do you remember about the house you lived in at the Alamitos when you first came?
It was just a long old house.
Mm-hmm.
My mom used to get paper magazines, and she used to put them on the wall with the glue. Mm-hmm. She made her own glue with flour and water. She used to paper the house because it was all ugly.
Mm-hmm.
She used to work there. But then after it was too much rain, they pulled the houses up.
Oh, I see. You were down in the flatlands, and they pulled it up the hill.
Yes, because it was always flooded. Always flooded.
Wet.
So they pulled up there.
Did you remember whether you had an outhouse then or plumbing?
Out. For a long time, out. Long time.
And Tony Machuca remembers an outdoor public community bathroom.
The
flushing toilet.
Yes.
In the middle of the yard.
And then the bathtub was in one room and the toilet in the other.
Yes. Two toilets, one for men and one for women.
Huh? I remember. I remember one.
Yeah.
Maybe it was two, but I can't remember. But for a long, long time to the house that didn't have nothing. And still there, Mother used to tape to the house with the magazines that my father bring from the ranch, you know, old magazines.
Yeah.
She would take them out. I remember having a lot of gold, a lot of things. She used to make her own glue with water and flour.
Your mother liked to have things pretty.
And she used to put them all over the house was painted with them. No paint, was just the paper.
Yeah.
The little paper.
Now, how many rooms were in that house that you were in the Alamitas when you moved up
there? Yeah, there were one, two, and then the kitchen, and then the big room. Then I had the little house, another little house on the outside, and there was the boys. We used to have one room there. There was two rooms, but the boys stayed in one, and then the when father died in that one, and then they just moved through the whole.
So you slept. You were the one. How did it feel to be the one sister with all those brothers?
And I was the oldest, and I used to take care of all of them. I used to wash diapers from morning to night.
Patricia, how did
by hand.
How did you feel about that?
Well, I think I got healthy working, making.
Yeah.
Doing something. Yeah. And then Mrs. Ixie came and she saw me washing my hands, so she got me a washing machine. A wooden washing machine.
A wooden washing.
Yeah, but it had a thing and you had to go like this. To turn it. There were no electricity. And then I used to get them all in there and got
what
so tired.
What year was that?
Well, that was 1923, 24 and 25. And then I used to take them all out and the clothes would be dirty because it didn't help. So I'd take them out and wash my hand again. And then I just use that tub for rinsing. And then use a thing to dry, to roll, like a roller like this to put them into, so I had to go hang them.
So you and your mother really had to do all the work in the house.
Oh, yeah. And then Mother, I don't know, she was never was healthy. She was always sick, always, I don't know. The doctor couldn't find her. She had an operation, and I never knew what the operation was. She was always sick. And so I had to do the her work.
She was in bed. She was lying down, and you had to do all the work.
She wouldn't. She'd be up and down, and well, I don't know. Her life was kind of bad.
It was hard, a lot of hard work
and
sorrow.
So I was the oldest. So, yes. And I'm still the oldest.
Do you remember now when the other children were born, your other brothers, were they born in that house your mother go to the hospital?
No, they never went to the hospital. They were in the house. Just the same with me. I had seven, and I never did go to the hospital.
You had them with a midwife or by yourself?
No, with a doctor. He used to come to. We used to pay $10 for the doctor to come
here in this house.
In this house, right here. That's my all my children here. One of them died, two of them died in there, and my husband, and that little thing
died right here.
In this house, and it was old when we got it. And it's still old.
I love it.
So we try to help us.
Do you know how old it is?
By this, on the corner, there's a man that's been here for a long time. And he's just pretty close to 100 years. Because it was old when he came, and he came in the early 19th. So it was way someplace up there, and then they pull it to the factory. And from the factory, my mother-in-law's brother pulled it here.
Was this one of the workers' houses in the factory?
I think so. Yeah. There were some, you know, those big boards, 12 by 1, all over. That's what it had, and there was about that much opening in there when we got here. It was awful.
Oh.
And you could see the floors are open and everything, so we put the siding outside and then this inside too. So we can live in here.
You mean that they built the factory houses for the workers with holes in the wall?
They did just I don't know. Maybe all the others were good, but this one was old. Because there's still houses there that belong to the factory. And they don't look very very good now, but they're still
still standing there. On what street would that be, Pedro?
That's on Saucito. There's people living there. A lot of people live there.
Yeah.
And there's the school district right there. Straight, and then the houses would be that way. But they're still there. But this one, I don't know. Maybe they kept it to keep tools or something. But this is awful. But then
you sure fixed it up nice. Oh.
I don't have any pictures for my family.
I was gonna. When you were seven when you came to the ranch, mm-hmm. and then your mother had, besides you, she had
Natividad,
and Juan.
Juan died. Lupe died, and then
Lupe died, and then John,
and then Joe,
and then Joe. And so you were working, taking care of those.
Yes, helping her with washing diapers all the time by hand. But that water was so good.
Was it?
Oh yeah, it was very good.
What
we used was white king soap, and there was no detergent or no nothing. And the food would come up so white because the water was soft and nice.
Did you do the cooking too, or did your mother do
the
cooking?
My mother did.
What kinds of things would you eat?
Beans, potatoes, and then Mr. Bixby had the corn plant down in there. We used to go out and get corn and squash and cook them all together. Mm-hmm. And it's cherry tomatoes.
Oh, yeah.
All over. I love being able to make a lot of things
and
like that.
Tortillas?
Oh, yeah. We used to hide them because the plants, the